Jesse stood with Abby Taylor on Indian Hill, looking over the railing down at the rocks where they had found Lou Burke. "Right here," Abby said. "Yes." "How could he do it? I mean, maybe I could put a bullet through my brain or take too many sleeping pills or whatever if I were really depressed. But to climb over this fence and jump off the cliff?" She shuddered. "Maybe he didn't. Didn't jump? Maybe." Abby stepped back from him and stood with her hands pushed into the pockets of her long blue coat. "Jesse," she said and stopped. He waited. "Jesse, a lot of people think you've gone off the deep end here. You see conspiracy everywhere, yet you don't talk to anyone about it. People are wondering about you." "And you?" Jesse said. She took another step away from him. Jesse knew she was unaware of it. "I don't know. I mean, we've been so intimate, yet you don't trust me. You don't trust anyone. That's not healthy, Jesse." Jesse leaned his forearms on the railing and looked at the gray water. It was like the last night in L.A., except he wasn't drunk. L.A. seemed much longer than 6 months ago. "I'm not going to explain myself, Abby. I've done this kind of work most of my adult life. I'm doing it the best way I know how." "A lot of people blame you for Lou's death."
"Because I suspended him?"
"Yes. The thinking is that if you had anything on him, arrest him for it. Otherwise, leave him alone. People in town like Lou. He grew up here. He's part of the militia. And that's a good thing?"
"The militia? Oh, for God's sake, Jesse. They're like the ancient and honorable artillery company. They march in a 4th of July parade, for God's sakes. Sure, I think they're silly, and so do you, but they aren't some criminal enterprise."
"I hadn't heard you defend them so strongly," Jesse said.
"Jesse, I live here, and I work here. I am with a good law firm. I have a chance to be a partner."
Jesse nodded silently.
"What are you nodding about?"
"I'm agreeing that it's not going to be good for your career if you stick by me."
"I didn't say that."
"Yes, you did. You just didn't use those words." It was an overcast day and raw. There was a splatter of rain with snow mixed. Abby stood, drawn in upon herself. She shook her head slowly.
"This isn't happening right."
"No," Jesse said.
I've had a very nice time with you, Jesse."
"Yes. It's been nice." "People think you should resign." Jesse nodded. "Want to ride back to your office?" Jesse said.
"No.
I'll walk back. I need the time alone." She smiled without pleasure.
"Clear my head."
"Sure thing." He was still leaning on the rail.
"Jesse, turn around."
He did. She stepped to him and put her arms around him and pressed her face against his chest.
"I'm sorry, Jesse."
He patted her gently on the back. "It's okay, Abby." Then he let her go and she walked away down the hill toward town, the spit of snow glistening momentarily in her hair. Then she was out of sight, and he turned back and looked at the gray water and listened to the gray gulls and thought about the other ocean and the night he left it. He smiled after a while. "Here's looking at you, Jen," he said out loud. His voice was small and nearly soundless, mixed with the wind and the ocean sound and the noise of the gulls.